Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And yesterday, we were learning about Jimmy and Timmy's summer vacation. Now, they were really excited on the last day of school because they don't have to go to school for a little while.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And then on their last day, their teacher gave them a summer project to do. So what happened when they got home?
So they're really excited. They got a summer project. Not too excited about that.
No.
But they found out Paige started working on it.
Mm.
Boys didn't really want to do that.
No.
So they started watching K-pop videos. What did they find?
They found out, actually, that their favorite K-pop group, Pink Black, is coming to Taiwan. And they said, oh, please, Mom, can you please buy us some tickets to this concert? But she told them,
oh, I'm sorry. You guys have to finish your project first.
Mm.
So what we have to find out now is, will Jimmy and Timmy get what they want?
Ah, well, that sounds like a smart mom move to me. Do your homework first, go to concerts later. But will Jimmy and Timmy do it? That's what we're about to find out. Let's get started.
Jimmy and Timmy's Summer Project.
The twins are thinking in their room.
So what is our project anyway?
Timmy finds the teacher's paper crumpled up in the bottom of his school bag. He reads from it.
It says, what do you like to do the most in your summer vacation? Does it inspire you in any way?
We can do our project on Pink Black!
They are watching videos again. Mrs. Wong comes in.
Are you two watching videos again? You should be working.
This is for our project, Mom. We're learning about K-pop stars.
This video is about their training. It's very hard work.
Is that so?
Jimmy gives her a piece of paper.
Look, here's our project plan.
We want to work hard like the girls from Pink Black.
This is really good, boys. I'd better get you the concert tickets.
Later, the twins are at a Pink Black concert. Mrs. Wong is there looking after them, also enjoying the show.
Best school project ever!
Word power!
Again. Again.
Oh no! It's raining again. Will it ever stop? Oh no! It's raining again. Will it ever stop? Learn. Learn. My father learned to drive when he was 18 years old. My father learned to drive when he was 18 years old. Hard, hard. I just want to stay home and rest after a hard day at work. I just want to stay home and rest after a hard day at work. Like, like. I want to play tennis in the future, like my hero, Liu Yanxun. I want to play tennis in the future, like my hero, Liu Yanxun.
All right, so let's take a look at the scenario right now. The twins are thinking, and Jimmy says, so what is our project anyway? Now here we have the adverb, anyway. So the word anyway is used here to end the conversation or to show that you're finished with what you're telling someone or to explain something. It can be used in many ways, the beginning, the middle, or the end. For example, if Aaron went to a really great party and I could say, you know, I heard the party was really great. I'm so sad I missed it. And she could reply,
well, it wasn't exactly a fun party anyway. You didn't miss that much.
Oh, and then I would feel a little bit better. Mm. So the anyway is sort of using to be like, I'm concluding this topic here.
Right.
So in this case, Jimmy wanted to confirm the project. So he says, what's our project anyway? To ask to clarify something, talking about a certain topic.
Right. Okay. Now, one interesting note about this word. I don't know about where you're from, Rainbow, but where I'm from, we always add an S to the end of anyway. So at home, where I live in Canada, I never say anyway. I always say anyways. Now, we're not teaching you that because it's not used everywhere. It's only in some places. But if you hear someone say the word anyways, just know it's the exact same meaning. All right, now moving on, Jimmy and Timmy, they need to find out what their project is about. So they go looking in their bag and they pull out this piece of paper. It looks like it's been in there. It's all dirty and crumpled. And the paper says, it says, what do you like to do the most in your summer vacation? Does it inspire you in any way? Now, there's a few things we need to talk about in this sentence. First, Timmy started to read from the paper. Before he did, though, he said it, that's the paper, and says, it says. Now, when we read from a paper, we can use the word say. The paper doesn't talk, but it does have words on it, which is why we can use the word say here. Now, you should also know that say can have different pronunciations for different spellings. Say is spelled S-A-Y, it's pronounced A. And then we have says, S-A-Y-S, says. So one of them is for I, you, we, they, I say, and then we can say he says.
So then we are talking about how something inspires you. So inspiring you means something that you're really excited about or it kind of changes your life. So for example, one thing that I do in my life that inspires me is yoga, because when I do that, I feel like I can think more clearly and have new and more creative ideas. Mm-hmm. Erin, what's something you do that inspires you?
I would just say learning a lot from when I read or when I listen to radio programs. It inspires me to keep learning and to just do more things like that, to just increase my knowledge. Okay, well, you guys probably have some things that inspire you too, but we're going to move on a little bit because we have another word in that sentence we have to look at. So the question on the project was, does it inspire you in any way? Now, we use the word way here. In this sentence, the word way is used to say how someone does something or how something changes another thing. So the teacher is asking, how does this thing that you do during summer vacation inspire you? Just like Rainbow explained how yoga inspires her and how reading inspires me.
All right, so if we take a look at this picture, Jimmy and Timmy, they have a sudden brainwave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jimmy and Timmy are saying, we can do our project on Pink Black.
That sounds like a good brainwave.
Ooh.
What is a brainwave, though? It's an idea.
Nice. Yeah. And
simple. Yeah, so we just put the word brain and wave together to spell brainwave, B-R-A-I-N-W-A-V-E, and it's just another word for an idea. So they've got this idea, and it just allows them to keep watching videos. So as we can see in the article, they are watching videos when Mrs. Wong comes in, and Mrs. Wong says, are you two watching videos again? You should be working. Sounds like Mrs. Wong is angry. And she used the word again in that sentence. It's our first word power word. It's spelled A-G-A-I-N, again. It's an adverb, and it's used to describe an action that happens one more time. Now, Mrs. Wong saw the boys watching videos in day one. Now they're watching videos in day two, so we can say they are watching videos again. Now, if your teacher says something in class and you don't hear your teacher, you can ask, "Could you say that again, please?" And the teacher will say what she said again. Here's an example sentence. Oh no, it's raining again. Will it ever stop? Oh no, it's raining again. Will it ever stop?
All right, so then we move on here, and Jimmy says, "This is for our project, Mom. We're learning about K-pop stars."
Smart.
So he thinks it's a great idea, and here we're using the verb learn. That's L-E-A-R-N, learn. So when we talk about learning something, that means we're studying a topic or we're reading about it in depth. And the word learn goes with about in this phrase. So we say we're learning about K-pop stars. So as before, Erin mentioned that reading inspires her to learn about new things. Mm-hmm. So here we have that word. And in this case, Jimmy is using an in-depth study about K-pop stars to learn. And learning in this case involves researching online or looking at newspapers or magazines about Pink Black.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a good project.
All right, so here we have our example sentence, which says, "My father learned to drive when he was 18 years old. My father learned to drive when he was 18 years old."
Okay, so Jimmy and Timmy are doing their project on Pink Black, and that's letting them watch videos. And Mrs. Wong, she goes, "I don't know about this." But Timmy continues and says, "This video is about their training. It's very hard work." Now, training is the process you go through when you learn something new. So if you start a new job, you have to have training. This is when you learn what to do for the job. Now, school is training as well, believe it or not. It's training for taking tests, for getting into university, and training for life as an adult. It might seem like no fun, but trust me, you go there for a reason.
Yeah, and it's very important. Mm-hmm. So about this training, we said that it's very hard work. So here we have our third word power word, which is the adjective hard. We spell that H-A-R-D, hard. So when we say that something is really hard, usually we're talking about a sort of surface, like a wall is really hard. If I hit my head on it, it would hurt. Mm-hmm. But when we say hard work, that means that this work is really difficult or complicated, or I have to move something, or I need to think a lot. So for example, I can say, "Oh, Erin, you know, I'm recently moving and it's so hard because I have to lift heavy boxes and I have to think about what to throw away and it's really hard work."
Mm-hmm, that makes sense.
And then the example sentence says, "I just want to stay home and rest after a hard day at work." I just want to stay home and rest after a hard day at work.
Okay, I think everybody likes doing that. Now, Mrs. Wong, as you can see in the picture in the magazine, she's got this look on her face that just says, "I don't know." And here's why she asks, "Is that so?" Mm-hmm. Now, this question, "Is that so?" can have two meanings in English. The first way we say it is to ask, "Is what you're saying correct?" Now, when we say it in this way, we go up at the end like this. "Is that so?" Now, we just want to know if something is right or wrong. Now, the second way we say it is slightly rude, and we use it to say we don't believe somebody. So here, Mrs. Wong is saying that she doesn't really believe the boys are working because it just looks like they're watching videos. Now, we don't go up at the end like we did in the first time. So she might say it like this, "Is that so?" And that just shows that she doesn't really believe them.
All right, so then Jimmy gives her a piece of paper, is trying to prove something to her.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy says, "Look, here's our project plan."
Oh, that sounds like work, actually. That sounds okay. Timmy continues and he says, "We want to work hard, like the girls from Pink Black." No, I'm not really sure I believe this, but I'll let them go for this time. I'll believe him this time. But he used the word like to talk about the girls from Pink Black. Here, like is a preposition. It's spelled L-I-K-E, like. And when we use it in this way, we're saying that one thing is similar or almost the same as something else. So Jimmy and Timmy want to work hard the same way Pink Black works hard. Now, if you like a singer's hair, you could go to the hairdresser and say, "Please cut my hair like Taylor Swift or Katy Perry." Or, and then what's going to happen is the hairdresser will give you the same haircut as that singer. So that's how we're using the word like here. Another example, "I want to play tennis in the future like my hero Lu Yanxun." I want to play tennis in the future like my hero, Lu Yanxun.
All right, so in the picture, Mrs. Wong is reading the paper, and she wants to see what the boys are up to. And Mrs. Wong says, "This is really good, boys. I'd better get you those concert tickets." So she really took a turn, and she really believes them now.
Yeah.
And of course, Jimmy and Timmy look super excited.
Right.
And let's go back to what she said. She says, "I'd better get you the concert tickets." Now, here we have a phrase, "I'd better." It's the shortened version of "I had better."
Mm-hmm.
So when we say "I'd better do something," we usually just use the short version.
Mm-hmm.
And it means I have to do that really quickly. So Mrs. Wong feels that she has to do that right now. She has to get them those tickets.
Right. Jimmy and Timmy did what they were asked to do, and so now she should do what she was asked to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell Aaron, "Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm running late for my class, so I'd better go."
Mm-hmm. And what that means is that Rainbow has to leave right away. Okay, so at the end of the article, we've got one final scenario. We can see the twins, they're at a Pink Black concert. Mrs. Wong is there too. They're all having fun. And Jimmy and Timmy, very excited. They say,
"Woo! Best school project ever!
And it sounds like it was. They got something great at the end of it. But we have to finish off with today's article, so we are going to go straight to review time today.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽.
Okay, welcome back to review time. We are going to play kind of like a story-making game today. So we've got some words from our article. We're going to use one sentence each. Each sentence has to have a word power word. And we'll go back and forth. Our words are video, group, ask, first, again, learn, hard, and like. So, Rainbow, why don't you go first?
One day, I was watching a YouTube video.
In the video, I learned how to make cookies.
Ooh. I wanted to see if it was going to be very hard work, so I did an experiment.
In the experiment, I asked my little brother to turn the oven on.
Ooh, so first, he had to turn it up to 180 degrees.
Okay. Then he put the cookie mixture on the plate like they did in the video.
Ooh, and finally he took out the cookies and we decided that it wasn't ready, so he had to put them back again.
Okay. Then our favorite music group came over to the house and we gave them all cookies.
Woo!
Yay! All right. Well, we told a fun story with a surprise at the end. You guys can tell your own story too. But for now, we have to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
Is that so?
We don't have to go to school tomorrow. There's a typhoon.
Is that so?
Yes. I just saw it on the news.
Had better do something. I just found out Casey's birthday is today.
What? What should we do?
We'd better get her a gift.
Hi, 是我 Emily。之前呢我有说过我要带我那位美国朋友绕绕台北嘛，所以呢这一天我就带他去观光客必去的台北101。那站在第89层的观景台，你看这脚下的台北盆地，我就接着介绍说 Taipei 101 used to be the tallest building in the world. Taipei 101 used to be the tallest building in the world.哦、oh, 你知道台北101曾经是世界上最高的大楼吗？ Is that so? It used to be the tallest building in the world. I thought it is the tallest building in the world. Is that so? It used to be the tallest building in the world. I thought it is the tallest building in the world. 没想到他的反应还蛮出人意料的，他用 Is that so?来表示说真的吗？你说的是正确的吗？ So 这里呢用来指我前面说的那一件事情，也就是 Taipei 101 used to be the tallest building in the world. Is that so? 在这里呢就是指说啊、oh, Is that right? 你说的是对的吗？台北101曾经是世界上最高的大楼，他说呢他以为101就是现在世界最高的大楼。话锋一转就聊到我们另外一位好朋友 Keith，他最近呢也要从国外来台湾找我玩，那没想到呢我这一位美国朋友一听就觉得事情不单纯，他就问我说呢你跟 Keith 是什么关系啊，哦，当然就回好朋友啊，因为这就是事实。但是呢他接下来居然说 Is that so? Are you sure he's not your boyfriend? Is that so? Are you sure he's not your boyfriend?注意到了吗各位同学，这里呢虽然都是同一句话 Is that so? 但是这里的 Is that so? 它这句话是用下降的语调说的，这是一个比较没有礼貌一点的说法，背后的意思呢其实就是 That is what you say, but I don't believe you. 白话一点就是哦，是这样啊，我才不信嘞。为了不让那个误会持续的扩大，我就只好说 I'd better stop talking about KeithI'd better stop talking about Keith. 我想呢我还是不要再继续谈论 Keith 好了。那这里的 I'd better 其实是 I had better 的缩写，而 had better do something 意思呢可以等同于 should 这个字，所以这里可以解读为最好还是去做什么事情。 So I'd better stop talking about Keith 也可以说成 I should stop talking about Keith， 我应该或者是我最好还是不要再聊 Keith 这个人了。那还有带着一副那种很怀疑的表情看着我，我只好再补上一句 We'd better get goingWe'd better get going. 我们该走了，该往下一个景点前进了，不要再聊 Keith 啦。所以啦，就这样，以后有机会再跟大家聊聊我们还去了哪里吧。先走了，拜拜。
Me the wants. Me the wants. Me the wants. Me the wants. Me the wants.
Jimmy and Timmy's Summer Project.
The twins are thinking in their room.
So what is our project anyway?
Timmy finds the teacher's paper crumpled up in the bottom of his school bag. He reads from it.
It says, what do you like to do the most in your summer vacation? Does it inspire you in any way?
We can do our project on Pink Black!
They are watching videos again. Mrs. Wong comes in.
Are you two watching videos again? You should be working.
This is for a project, Mom. We're learning about K-pop stars.
This video is about their training. It's very hard work.
Is that so?
Jimmy gives her a piece of paper.
Look, here's our project plan.
We want to work hard like the girls from Pink Black.
This is really good, boys. I'd better get you the concert tickets.
Later, the twins are at a Pink Black concert. Mrs. Wong is there looking after them.Also enjoying the show.
Best school project ever!
Again, again. Oh no, it's raining again. Will it ever stop? Oh no, it's raining again. Will it ever stop? Learn. My father learned to drive when he was 18 years old. My father learned to drive when he was 18 years old. Hard. I just want to stay home and rest after a hard day at work.I just want to stay home and rest after a hard day at work. Like. I want to play tennis in the future, like my hero, Liu Yanxun. I want to play tennis in the future, like my hero, Liu Yanxun.